Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Love is strange. Lot of people take it for a game.
That's Mickey and Sylvia bringing us back. 7 to Silly Hour. 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Sorok. We're talking about the American Dream. That's the title of his book, The American Dream Revisited. Ordinary People, Extraordinary Results. Folks, I encourage you to check this out. It's a very special book. Gary, congratulations again on your second book there.
Thank you. And we should mention there was a very special foreword written by a friend of mine who happens to be on the other side of this radio interview.
Well, it was my pleasure and my honor to be able to provide that for you, Gary, because I believe in your book. So one of the things we were talking about, I want to change the subject just a little bit and move over to another sector of the American Dream, Gary, because this is one you know very well as a financial planner, a financial advisor. One of the things I was talking about in the previous segment was the two sides of the American Dream. One of them is, you could call it narcissism, you could call it selfishness. What's in it for me? I want the American Dream. I want a house. I want a car. I want an education. I want a family. I want a business. I want. I want for me. This is what's driving me. My greed is driving me to do this. But then on the other side, the fact that you do that, you're fulfilling basically Adam Smith's invisible hand by going to market for your own behalf, not intending to help society. You actually are helping society, and that's the contributory side of the American Dream, isn't it? So if you don't show up and participate, Gary, then if you don't do any of that, like you know, buy a house or have a family or you know, create babies. We need babies, right, to perpetuate the species. If you don't do any of that, then, you know, are you failing the American Dream?
I think you really are. I think you have to do those things. I think you have to spend your money. I think you have to do it locally as much as possible because small businesses need help. And it's, and no offense to the big businesses, but the big corporations aren't where I spend my money. If I can avoid them, I do, because it's the small independence that I really cherish.
No question about it. Speaking of which, this is where I wanted to get to. I wrote a piece recently about Wall Street has eaten sour grapes, and will Wall Street eating sour grapes cause Main Street's teeth to be set on edge? And it's about the fact that Wall Street is enjoying a great boom right now, but Main Street out here on Main Street, Gary, you're seeing it yourself. We're still not getting the we're still in this slow, almost recession type of economy, and I'm worried about that. I'm worried that Wall Street is overheating and it's going to collapse and take us all down before you and I get to participate.
Oh, I feel that way. In fact, with my clients, I have stressed that. I am nervous, Jim. It's hard for me to look at this and not feel like 2008.
You're a financial expert. What are the fundamental justifications for this kind of evaluation of equities?
It doesn't make sense. I ask my clients, the corporate clients, and I say, "How well are you doing?" And they said, "Well, we're doing okay." And I said, "Great. Why is the economy up as much?" He said, "We have no idea. We can't figure out Wall Street." And these are people that are in Wall Street, and they said, it doesn't make sense. These are very inflated numbers, and it's scary.
Has Wall Street become an enemy of the American Dream?
I think it has in many ways. There are people that will argue that
direction,
point.
Isn't it? Oh, no, I know plenty of people who do. They don't like it when I recite the facts of the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street. They don't like that.
But they are facts.
When you got four quarters in a row, four first quarters in a row, 14, 15, 16, 17, where the stock market set new records, and yet the economy was almost at a zero growth. What's wrong with that picture?
There's something clearly wrong, and that's the whole point, Jim. How does that happen when business isn't that much better? What's driving that? It's got to be greed and money, and it's in things that the average individual isn't going to understand, but they're certainly going to feel when the impact goes the other way.
Financial capitalism for its own sake, without any kind of contribution to the marketplace, is an enemy of the American dream, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, I agree with you completely on that one, too. In a lot of ways, it reminds me of The Big Short, that movie.
Yeah, that's it. No, there's no question about it. So, folks, we got a lot of work to do, and I encourage you to read the book, The American Dream Revisited, by Gary Sirak, S-I-R-A-K. Put a .com on the end of that, and they find you online, right, Gary?
Absolutely, Jim.
Hey, Gary, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Gary Sirak, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back. I got to take a quick break first. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.